How would you compare Ripken and Machado? Or is there someone else that you played with that you think is actually a better comp?
Well, no, actually. I mean, when Cal came to the big leagues, we were roommates his first 3 years. And to watch this kid, young, strong, energetic, you know, he redefined shortstops. And, you know, nobody ever thought of having a big, strong guy like that. They didn't think he's going to be able to cover enough ground. But, I mean, maybe physically there were other shortstops who were a little bit quicker than Cal was, but certainly not as smart. Cal was a smart player on top of being a talented player. He knew how to play defense. He knew where to play the hitters, and he knew how to approach a ground ball. You know, rarely ever made a mistake, which is just like J.J. Hardy. You know, you didn't see it. Or Mark Belanger, who rarely ever made mistakes. This Oriole ball club has been defined by great defensive players. And although Cal was a great offensive player, too, evidenced by the fact that he was the 1979 most valuable player, you know, there's just so much attention to detail in these players. And Manny's another one of those guys, too, just like Cal. Attention to detail. Now, I know Cal moved over to third later on. Manny was a shortstop, went to third base. We've used him sparingly at short. But, I mean, he took to the position like glue. The guy's the best third baseman in all of baseball, has been for the last 3 years. There's guys that, you know, that might try to push him a little bit at times that are very good. You're just not going to find anybody better than Manny Machado on both sides of that white line, defense, offense. And Cal was right there with him in his era, too.
You know, Rick, the one thing, I don't think we've ever questioned Machado's enormous skill set. I mean, he's in that, you know, Carlos Correa, Bryce Harper, Trout, when you just talk about pure raw five-tool ability. But there seems to be a different maturity about him. Am I right or wrong?
Are you talking Manny?
Yes.
Well, you know, I wouldn't know that. I don't think I'd put Manny in a 5-tool because you got to have some speed. Manny doesn't have a lot of speed. He's got quickness at third base and short. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, he's an impact player, just like all the guys you just mentioned, especially Bryce Harper. You know, they've got to pitch around Manny at times because, you know, he knows how to cover the plate and some. He knows how to drive the ball the opposite way now. He's even gotten better from an all-star season last year. 35 home runs. He's going to put up bigger numbers this year. Defense, nobody matches him. He's just, you know, it's such an impact on this city and this ball club. It's hard to really measure how valuable he really is.
And, Rick, you're exactly right about it. I'm also talking about the mental side. You know, there's been some immaturity about him. Physically, no brainer.
Well,
have you seen a mental maturity about him as a guy who gets it a little more?
You know, I have in a lot of areas, with the exception of base running. You know, to try to steal third base with Chris Davis up in the batter's box and two outs and get thrown out, you know, that's a mortal sin in baseball. The kind of player that he is and the level at which he plays the game, that just doesn't make sense. Plus, I wish he would stop trying to steal bases because he's already had two knee operations and we want to protect him. He is like the diamond in the rough that we found. And you just don't want anything to happen to him. To steal a base here and there just is not worth having Manny running the bases and sliding. Because if he gets hurt, that puts a huge hole in the boat for the Orioles.